This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bowel cancer used to be something most of us associated with getting older, but that's no longer the case. More people are being diagnosed before 50, and researchers are now pointing the finger at something that's quietly taking over our diets. So what are researchers seeing now that they weren't even seeing a decade ago?
Dr. Vincent Ho, the gut doctor on Joy Drive.
Dr. Vincent Ho, happy new year.
Happy New Year to you, Warren.
Now, let's talk about this research. It focuses on early onset bowel cancer, that is people under 50. Why is that shift such a concern?
Look, it's a real concern because we have been seeing increased rates of bowel cancer in people under the age of 50. It seems to be a phenomenon that's not just confined to Australia, but across the world, particularly in more higher income Western countries. So this research, which was published last year, was led by some researchers from Harvard University, and they studied, it was a study done in nurses, and they found that In almost 3,000 nurses that they studied, there was a 45% increased risk of developing precancerous polyps. So these are polyps that are likely to turn into bowel cancer at some stage if left alone. So 45% increased risk in these women if they were consuming high levels of ultra-processed foods. So that was the interesting finding, Warren, that study.
So it's ultra-processed foods. Now, for those of us who don't know, when we hear ultra-processed foods, what does that actually look like in everyday life? What's an ultra-processed food?
Right, so ultra-processed foods really are the kind of the branded commercial foods that we often see that are combined with additives. They basically are foods, and we can just name a few of them. So the things like, you know, carbonated soft drinks, fruit juices, chocolates, they can include energy drinks, margarines, cured meats or fish, hot dogs, lots of instant soups, noodles and desserts, all of that stuff, fish nuggets, for example. Basically what they are is essentially branded commercial formulations where we've got additives that are put into them, which are industrially produced. So that's what makes them unique in that they are derived from food products, but they're packaged in such a way that makes them very appetizing, very tasty, but unfortunately can have significant health concerns.
What is it about the ultra-processed foods, Dr. Vincent Ho, that seems to affect the gut in particular?
Well, what we know from the research is that ultra-processed foods can lead to a weakening of the gut barrier. So we all have a natural gut barrier that protects against microbes. And what has been shown is that ultra-processed foods, when consumed in high amounts, it can lead to a weakening of that barrier, particularly weakening the mucus lining of the barrier. Also, it can change the bacterial profile of the gut. So it means that we can favor more inflammatory bacteria. So these are the bacteria that tends to favor inflammation as opposed to non-inflammatory bacteria. So that's something that's been found with the research with ultra-processed foods. I think the final thing that's been found is that it reduces the diversity of our gut. So diversity is a great thing in nature. So we know that a diverse gut full of lots of rich bacteria is a good thing for our gut. What happens with ultra-processed foods is it leads to a decrease in that diversity.
Now, I've got to confess, I had some chocolate last night, Dr. Vincent Ho, but is this about sort of the odd snack, or is it about more sort of long-term eating habits rather than that occasional takeaway or snack? Is this about, like, let's say we have, a one-off, you know, every so often we might have some chocolate or we might have, you know, a packet of chips or some highly ultra-processed foods. Is that okay to have it occasionally, or is it more about sort of having it constantly as part of your diet?
Yeah, well, Warren, the answer is it's okay to have it on occasion. And in fact, many of us do have these foods on occasion. But what's been found is that, particularly in Western countries, that we're consuming more and more of these ultra-processed foods as a proportion of our diet. So what's been found in Australia is that the consumption of these foods are anywhere between 40 to 50% of our daily calories. That's pretty high. In the United States, and the United Kingdom, it's over 50%. So you can imagine that when you're consuming these things in excess, which we are consuming now, that it's having an effect. And so if you're using it on occasion, that's fine. You go out to a party or with friends. But when you're using it in excess, that's a problem.
And so it's these polyps that it leads to an increase in these polyps. I think you said, what was it, 45% increase in risk. Are these the polyps the things that can potentially turn into the bowel cancer?
Yeah, so we know with bowel cancer in particular that, you know, that this rise in early onset bowel cancer has been quite concerning. And, you know, in Australia, we're now screening from the age of 45 because of it. And in general, for a long time, people have realized that, yes, you know, the older age was eat more dietary fiber and less red meat. But it's not as simple as that. And what the research is now showing is that it's the range of foods that we're consuming. And if we're consuming a lot of these ultra-processed foods, then that collectively is having an effect upon our gut, just for the reasons I've mentioned before, how it can affect the gut lining and our gut bacteria.
Dr. Vincent Ho, one more question and then we'll let you go. Is that what gut symptoms or changes should we look out for that we can often tend to brush off that perhaps we shouldn't ignore and go and get some medical help for?
Yeah, so look, I think if anybody has, for example, rectal bleeding, that's always something to be concerned about. Any sort of gastrointestinal bleeding is always something of concern that should always be investigated. A lot of the time we can have symptoms which are very vague, such as a bit of abdominal discomfort, diarrhea, constipation. These things are very, very common. And if it occurs fairly infrequently, I mean, this is part of normal bowel motion, the variations we get, not really concerning. If it becomes sustained, so for example, if you've got ongoing diarrhea, that doesn't respond to changes in your diet, then that's worth getting investigated. Or ongoing abdominal pain, ongoing constipation. If there's a change in bowel motions that isn't easily corrected, then I think it's worth seeing your local doctor to have it further investigated.
Dr. Vincent Ho, I love how you bring us the latest gut research to the Joy Drive family. Thanks for joining us.
It's an absolute pleasure.
Thank you. That's Dr. Vincent Ho, gastroenterologist and senior lecturer at Western Sydney University. If you want more information, check out his website, the Gut Doctor, gutdoctor.com, and also his socials.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.